Today is an historic day for our church, a day where we begin a new season together, reunited, recommitted, renewed, restored, refocused. I know today brings a lot of different feelings and emotions with it. Some are really excited, others are carrying grief, some are carrying a mixture of both. That's okay. I'm carrying a lot of different feelings, too, as we begin this new part of our journey as a church. But this I know, God has given our church a great purpose, a holy purpose, a mission that only we can do in the way that we have been called to do it. You all of us, we are part of this work together. And so it's good for us to be together as we seek to unify around the mission that God has given us, to glorify God and to make disciples of Jesus Christ, who transform lives and communities by putting God's love into action. It's very fitting that we come together during the season of Lent, because we're all learning new practices during this time. Practices of coming together from four different services into one, learning to sing each other's song, so to speak. And that's a good thing. Learning to be a church that is fully inclusive of all, who makes room for one another. And so we're going to feel a little silly singing songs that we haven't quite sung before. That's okay. We can all look silly together. For it's in learning to sing someone else's song that we truly learn to see and experience God from the eyes and the journey of another. And so this season, God's going to do amazing things in us as we surrender ourselves to what God is going to do. Throughout each of the Sundays of Lent, we're going to focus on a different one of our strategies for discipleship that we introduced in our strategic plan, growing in faith to serve our city. These strategies for growing as disciples are the ways in which we will live out our mission. So today I want to focus on the first, get connected. Get connected. I want to start with a question. What are you connected to? Let me ask it another way. Who are you connected to? We are all connected. Amen? All of us, in some way or another, we are all connected. Yet, we all have this interconnected web of relationships that sustain us. Who you are connected with matters immensely. Who you are connected to matters most. We need to be first and foremost connected to God. If you're not connected to God, you'll be connected to something else that will try to claim God over your life. But we need to be connected first and foremost to our God and King. That helps determine everything else that we do and all of the other connections that we hold in our lives. You'll be influenced by those that you are connected to. Better to have God as your source so that you are influencing the whole connection. Amen? We as a church want to first and foremost be connected to the source, and that is God and God alone. Jesus, in these words that he shares with his disciples before going to the cross, says that his Father is the vine grower. He, Jesus, is the vine. We are the branches. The Father is the vine grower or the gardener, tends to the vine and the branches. The goal Jesus holds out for all of us in our Christian lives is to bear fruit. Everyone say, bear fruit. Yeah. Bear fruit. That's the goal. It's not to stay stuck in one place. It's not to keep doing the same thing over and over again for days and months and years ad nauseum without end. But it's to bear fruit. Bear fruit. As individuals, we bear the fruit of the Spirit. Paul teaches us as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit, that connection that we have to Jesus. We as a church, as we seek to bear this type of spiritual fruit, we also bear the fruit of our mission. We transform lives and communities as we grow as disciples. Our fruit will be measured by our faithfulness to this work that God has given us as a church. And so we measure first and foremost against those two metrics. Are we transforming lives? Are communities being transformed as a result of our shared life together? What we do here in this space is all about personal transformation. It's becoming more and more like Jesus. In this season, our worship is going to focus us on seeking more and more of Jesus. Nothing more, nothing less. We all need more of Jesus. Amen? He has to be our singular focus and aim. And so before we end the service today, we're going to have an extended time of response where we can be in the presence of our Lord, seeking more of Jesus in our hearts and in our lives. We need more of Christ. And we do this by remaining connected to our vine. Courtney lifted up some ways that we foster this connection. We do it through daily prayer. Prayer without ceasing, right? We do it through the study of God's word, individually and together. Those are ways that we as people stay connected to the source, our God and our King. But we also need to stay connected to each other. That's what Jesus says, that he is the vine, we are the branches. Apart from him, we can do what? Nothing. Apart from him, we can do what? Nothing, that's right. Now, we can do plenty on our own for our own selves, but for him, if we try to do it apart from him, we can do nothing. It won't bear the fruit that it's supposed to bear. And our purpose is to bear fruit. Everyone say, bear fruit. Bear fruit. That's what we're to be about, bearing fruit. And so we have to stay connected to each other as we all are connected to the vine. How do we do that? We do that through experiences like the one we're participating in now, through common shared worship. It connects us to God, but in singing these songs and praying prayers together, we're connected to each other. We study God's word together. That's a way we stay connected to each other and in so doing stay connected to our source. We serve alongside of one another, both inside and outside the church. And so volunteering for ministries like Lifeline to the homeless or the Main Street Indoor Park, which we open to our community 2 days a week, or the food pantry on our West Campus, just to name a few opportunities. Helping with star bags and putting those together. Going to Honduras on a mission team. Those are ways that we serve alongside of each other. And so we stay connected in community to each other and thus to the vine. What we do when we gather together has eternal significance, because together we are becoming more and more like Jesus. We sharpen one another. As iron sharpens iron, so one sharpens another. We do that in relationship because we cannot be Christian in isolation. We just can't. I think that for years, we've gotten this idea that it's me and Jesus. That is totally and utterly false. Yes, we need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That is true. And yet, we cannot do that apart from community. It's not just me and Jesus, but it's also we and Jesus. You need both and in order to grow fully into the disciples that Jesus has made all of us to be. And so, that's what getting connected is all about. It's about creating the conditions in our church where new people can become connected to Jesus, the vine, and we can be more fully connected to one another. And so that calls us to practices where we go out into the city, out into our neighborhoods, and have gatherings where closer to where people live, work, and play. So we're not asking people to drive as their first point of connection 20, 30, 40 minutes to come to a building downtown, but we first and foremost ask somebody to come over to our house for a time of fellowship or Bible study. Or we gather together in a community space, like we have some beautiful places in Houston where you've got an eatery with a patio. You hang out on the patio and connect with others in a common communal space, right? It tears down the barriers that otherwise exist from people coming to Jesus. That's one way we get connected. Another calls us to what we did this morning when we launched our new Sunday school model, having that time where we're all together on one floor, sharing coffee and pastry, donuts, great food, and connecting across our Sunday school classes with each other before we go into our individual rooms. That's going to help break us out of our little groups to see that we are part of a shared whole doing this work in ministry together. Now, Jesus says that the Father prunes anything from the vine that does not bear fruit to the greatest extent possible. I've been doing a lot of work in my garden beds. The freezes have wreaked havoc on my landscaping. And one thing I've learned about roses is they're pretty resilient, but they have to be tended. You have to cut them at a certain level so that they don't grow entangled and intertwined with each other. Because when that happens, if you don't prune your roses, they won't produce the beautiful buds that we all enjoy. But when you prune your roses, they can grow, you're more strategic, full and beautiful. If you don't, they'll remain puny and constricted. It's almost as if the roses have to be pruned so that they can become fully what God intended for them to be. Like those roses, like those grapes on the vine, same concept, we have to let God prune things from us that don't allow us to produce the most fruit to the greatest extent possible. Goals, aspirations, things that we've been chasing after that aren't the highest and best use of our lives, our gifts. Those are things that the Father just might be wanting to prune away so that you can become even more fruitful. It's the same concept for our church. We have to do less for more. We have to allow God to cut away anything that's not producing fruit to the greatest extent possible so that we together can become even more fruitful. So that being pruned in the Word, we can grow and become more fully the church that God has called us to be. Amen? And so this is our challenge. We've got to lay everything down. We've got to lay our preferences down. We have to give ourselves fully to the Lord, trusting in this space where we don't quite know the steps to the dance that God and God alone will teach us together. But we can't get out ahead of the Spirit. We've got to allow time and space for God to do what God's going to do. And we can fully trust that the one who has called us and claimed us will lead us exactly where he wants us to be. Jesus says that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Sacrifice is the way of Jesus, and it's the way of the cross. And so this season, I invite you to keep the cross in view as we ask you to do things that you hadn't done this way before. I want you to look at the cross and say, all right, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't like it. I haven't decided whether I like it or not yet. But Jesus, I'm going to walk toward the cross. I'm going to lay it down so that you can show me your glory. And if we do that, I know that God's going to continue to shape us and mold us into the people God has intended for us to be. Jesus ends this passage by saying, I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. I'm giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. The life that we share in Christ is a life of love. It's a life that leaves space for one another. It's a life that helps us to walk closely with one another. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. And as the Apostle Paul tells us, love never fails. It never ends. I know together as we stay connected to the vine, our source of life and love, we can do everything God has called us to do. And this I know as well. Apart from Him, we can do nothing.